From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. On any given night, about 28,000 people are homeless in Florida. And in Osceola County, there are no homeless shelters. For some people, the only option is to live in a motel that has no running water or electricity. Danielle Pryor from WMFE in Orlando reports on the conditions at the motel and what that means for people without a home during a pandemic.
Mike Beaver is a resident of the Star Motel in Kissimmee. He works nearby at Disney. He says the motel's power has been turned off 5 times, the water twice this year. Still, he says he's not leaving.
I am not in harm's way. I am fine, and I'm staying here.
The cost of a room is $800 a month. The motel's manager, Sarah Russo, says she wants the utilities turned on, but most residents aren't paying their rent.
We have not been receiving rent since the beginning of COVID. We have 2 people that have been paying rent. One of them has currently moved. The other is still here.
Osceola County officials say they have marked the property unsafe. The county has started building a fence around the motel and boarding up vacant rooms. But officials say it isn't being condemned and residents won't be forced out. County Commissioner Cheryl Grebe says they've already relocated 40 families to another motel and would like to turn one property into transitional housing.
You know, hotels are not designed to have a stove, to have all this computer equipment for the kids having to work remotely, certainly not hot pads and things like that.
Grebe says the state won't let the county use more than $65 million it received from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act to refurbish a motel. So the county voted to spend all of its CARES Act funds on public safety. That is allowed, according to Florida Congressman Darren Soto, who represents the district.
The amount of increased overtime and personnel needed, whether it's cops or firefighters, whether it's EMTs, is a lot. And so the CARES Act funding is primarily for use for issues like that.
This has freed up money in the county budget. The county commission is considering spending this money on affordable housing. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor for Marketplace.